Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate Mr. Davis' testimony too, and I should have tracked more closely the mayor's first question: Why aren't there any 3-bedroom units here? Because I sort of heard your response. I don't think I really understood it, but I do mourn the fact that there are not 3-bedroom units in this. But that has nothing to do with the design that's in front of us, and I think it's a good design, and certainly the it's a noble cause to provide housing for veterans and affordable housing. So I'm more than happy to support this. Aye.
Stan.
I think Mr. Davis raises some really strong points that I think need to be considered, and I think we're a long way from having built out North McAdam, and I think probably nobody's been more impatient than me, and it may have actually led to the, not that I'm blaming anyone, but I think that the circumstances that led to being way behind our projected schedule on building affordable housing are in fact why we now have a 30% set aside with an annual requirement to meet it. So, you know, I think that this council has been very serious about saying whatever the circumstances that develop, even though they're understandable in this case, affordable housing can't keep getting pushed down the list. And so I think this is all, we have quite a few number of sites still to develop, and I think that Mr. Davis's call for larger units is warranted, and I hope that it will be met. In this case, due to the location, due to the opportunity that's developed, I think a real vision, I do think this is the right project for this spot. I did want to also point out that because of the location and the programming, there will be an affirmative strategy to market it to veterans with medical needs of all incomes. And so when we talk about the number of units that are earmarked, those are the number of units that will be available to the poorest people who have served their country through the armed forces that we have a Section 8 certificate for. And so those are essentially folks who have no ability to pay the rent, and that's the number. The mayor was back in D.C. trying to get those. It's going to be hard to get. So that's a capped number in terms of how many of those certificates we can get. There is certainly no cap on how many people have served the country that could live there, and a lot of veterans have jobs that don't pay all that well, and they would be very great people to try and market to in terms of some of the units that are affordable but not available to people without income. So I think this will be a very good project. And so I don't think your design arguments have the merit of your policy arguments, and I'm going to vote aye to overturn the appeal on the design.
Potter.
Well, I appreciate the effort of PDC and the design folks, and Mr. Davis, keep coming back in here reminding us what our duties are here. Appreciate that too, but I think this is going to meet some significant needs for homeless people, and particularly for our homeless vets. We're working very hard to try to find additional funding back in D.C., and we've got a very concerned group of our delegation back there that wants to work together to try to find some solutions. We're looking at a little bit different solution than has normally been offered for housing vouchers for vets, and that is making them place-based so we could put the actual housing vouchers with a place like this so that it would even further reduce the cost of housing. So we're working very hard to make sure that happens, and I appreciate your efforts, and I appreciate this project. Thank you. I vote aye. So the motion to deny the appeal is passed 5-0. The appeal is denied, and the Design Commission's decision is upheld. Also want to remind folks that the January 31st, 2 p.m. time certain will be rescheduled. The council will not meet tomorrow afternoon, and we are adjourned until next week.